Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Makos Daf Yudalid, Makos 14a, pagination is 27. We'll start midway on the page. The end of the line is the word Omar, followed in the beginning of the following line by Resh Ayin, meaning Rabbi Akiva. By way of introduction, I would like to mention that later on in the Masechta, the Mishnah starts doing what we would presumably call like a brain teaser, wondering, could you be in violation of multiple things, or how many things could you be in violation for one act? The Gemara Makos Chaf Aleph Amid Beis 21b starts off, Yesh Choresh Telem Echad V'chayiv Olav Mishem Shmone Lavin. A person could be digging, plowing one furrow, and the way he does it causes him to be in violation of eight different prohibitions. HaChoresh B'shor V'chamor, if he's using an ox and a donkey together, which is a violation. V'hei Mukdashim, and they happen to be owned by Hektish. V'kelayim B'kerem, and it has to do with Kelayim that he's doing, Uva Shavias, and it's the seventh year, V'yamtif, and it's Yamtif 2, V'kohen, V'nazir, B'veis HaTuma, and he's a Kohen, and a Nazir, and he's in a cemetery as he does this. You put it all together, and you end up that it is possible with one act to be doing multiple prohibitions. The Mishnah over there continues and says, you know, maybe he's wearing Kelayim too. And they answered, yeah, but that's not the act. That's like an independent thing. What is he wearing? The act of plowing, the place that he is in order to plow, that's all included in our brain teaser, if you will. How many things can happen wrong in one activity? Our Gemara is presenting something that's, I think, a little bit more straightforward, that it's the same act, literally, but it's compounded because of the different relationships involved. Amar Rabbi Akiva said, Sho'alti es Rabbi Gamliel v'Rabbi Yeshua, I asked Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua the following question. Let's skip a line for simplicity. In the middle of the line, Haba al achoso shehi achos aviv, a person who has relations with his sister, who's also achos aviv, his father's sister, she achos imo, his mother's sister, mahu, what is the halacha going to be? Chayev al kulan elo achas. Is he just in violation once because it was one act of relations? Al chayev al kol achas va'achas, or is he in violation because that one act had many implications? Let's think this through. You have one woman who is forbidden to him on multiple levels. How she was born to have all these different levels is like a Yavamis type of sugya, but she has these multiple violations associated with her, many reasons why he's not allowed to live with this woman. What then occurred is that perhaps they're relatives, they're living in the same house, they spend Yom Tov together, Shabbos together, a terrible accident happened, and he went into the wrong guest room and lived with this woman that's totally prohibited to him on multiple levels. How many atonements does he need to pursue in order to rectify the sin that he's done? If karbanos have to be brought, how many karbanos does he have to bring? Now, obviously, if he did this violation purposely, so a person only dies once, Bezdin can't enforce something, he's dead. But if it's a matter of atonement, if it's a matter of how many karbanos he's going to bring, so this is a very relevant question. He did one act, but it's a prohibition on multiple accounts. So the Gemara says, Amru lo, they told him, Zu lo shamanu, we do not have a tradition on the case that you just asked, where the woman is prohibited on multiple levels. Aval shamanu, but we have a different statement which might be relevant to your question. And that statement is as follows. Habo al chamesh nashim nidos behelam echad. A man had relations with five women who are nidos. Five women that have not gone to mikvah. And it's all in one mistake. It's all in one forgetting. Somehow, maybe he has five wives and they lost track. They forgot about the mitzvah nida. He's been away for many years. He comes back. He lives with each one of them, perhaps night after night. And then he's reminded of Jewish observance and nida, and they didn't go to mikvah. Shechayev al kol achas va'achas. He's going to have to do an atonement for each one of those relations. V'nirim divarim mikal v'chomer. And one can infer from the case of the five nida women, from a kal v'chomer, from a logical perspective, that Rabbi Akiva, your case, where the woman is prohibited for many reasons, that indeed additional atonement is going to have to be brought. Uman nida, shehi shem echad. Even though nida is one name, it's one prohibition. Chayev al kol achas va'achas, and nevertheless, he has to bring atonement for each violation. It's all one mitzvah. I violated, this guy says, the mitzvah of nida. Nevertheless, he has to bring all five times. Kan, over here, sheshlosha shemos, where he's in violation of three different mitzvahs. Lo kol shekein, certainly he has to bring atonement, because when he brings atonement for one thing, he says that he was in violation of one mitzvah, and then what about the other two mitzvahs? He has to bring atonement for each one of the mitzvahs which he violated. If by nida, where he could say, I violated nida, he still has to bring on all five events. So when you violated three different mitzvahs, you should have to bring three different karbanos. V'idach, but there's another perspective which makes it really not much of a logic. Kavachomer prichohu. There's a question on your kavachomer. Mal l'nida, the case of nida, shekein gufen muchlokin. It was indeed different women, different events. So each one needs a special atonement. But with there's only one event, he only did one thing wrong. You could slam him from different angles, but it was only one act. And therefore, the question, insofar as this particular proof goes, the question remains, how would you handle one violation that is a violation on multiple levels? And indeed, this is pursued later in the Masechta, that you could have one act that's prohibited on multiple levels, and how the atonement is assessed. One of the principles that emerges from such a Gemara, and it's actually mentioned over here, one line up, she'ein onshin min hadin. You can't punish somebody because of a logic. And there are two reasons that are prominently given for this. Number one, you can't punish someone because of the logic, because maybe there's a pircha, maybe there's a question on your logic, as we saw over here. You were so sure about your logic that if five different nidos need five different atonements for such an act, then three different violations would certainly need three different atonements. And then we said, yeah, but it's only one act. So there could always be a question when you're dealing with logic. Someone has a different angle to look at it, and it might not be so foolproof. And you can't punish somebody by something that later might be questioned, a logic that might later be questioned. Another concept is that if you have minadin, you want to punish somebody because of a logic, maybe your logic is so good that it's actually more severe, and this punishment is inappropriate. What are you going to give him, an atonement in such a way? Maybe he's not deserving of atonement. You might figure out, well, for sure, this guy should get Malchus, and maybe he doesn't deserve Malchus. Maybe he should have the capital punishment apply. We have such a concept by people going to Golus, that it's only when the person kills by mistake that he goes to Ir Miklat. But if a person is karov lemezid, if it's close to purposeful, then galus is not an appropriate atonement for such a person. And even though you could make a kavachoma, you could say, well, logically, for sure, a person who did it purposely should have to go to galus. No, it's even stronger, and that's the wrong punishment. Rashi tells us that it's actually a concept that's inferred from the pasuk. Rashi is about a third of the way up in the Rashis. She'ein onshin min adin, you can't punish someone based on a logic. Sharei onash, because the pasuk lists bas imo, the daughter of your mother, and also lists bas oviv, the daughter of your father. Nevertheless, it also writes, Achoso, someone who is your plain sister. Now, I could have deduced that if the daughter of the mother, meaning a half-sister, and the daughter of the father, half-sister, so certainly if she's the daughter of both your father and your mother, but we don't do that power of deduction when it comes to punishments. Punishments have to be listed in the Torah in order to impose them. And that's this concept, Ein Onshin Min Adin. But we started with Rabbi Akiva asking if one act has three violations, and they answered, well, the same violation multiple times needs atonement. The vide would be nida, and nevertheless he has to do it five times. So over here, where there are three different violations, and the vide would actually be with a different text, you should for sure have to do the atonement and be in violation. And the answer was, ein onshin min adin. You have a pircha, you have a question on it, and you can't prove something simply from a logic. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.